So I'm Ivy Eisenberg. I'm 57 years old. And just over a year ago, 389 days to be exact, I was laid off from my job at a company who shall remain anonymous. I knew something was up because I got a meeting invite from my boss that said, touch base. And for 3 years, I had been chasing him to touch base, and he didn't care a thing about my projects. And here he wanted to touch base with me. Something was fishy. So I go into this conference room. It's one of these nondescript ones internally inside corporate headquarters, a small round one. And there's my boss looking down, fidgeting with his little purple tie. And next to him is this lady with a navy shift dress. And she looks up at me, and I didn't recognize her. And she says, Ivy, hi. I'm Candy Smith. I'm your new HR generalist. Come on in. Come on in. Let me close the door. Sit down. Sit down. Yeah, Ivy, Joe has something to tell you. Go on, Joe. Hi, Joe. What's up?
Well, as you know, and again, I'm changing the names of the companies. As you know, Shitney Bowles has had a rough three quarters, and we've eliminated your position.
Now, I know this is sudden, Amy. It's Ivy. I know it's sudden. But times are bad all over. It's a recession there. Here, take your package. Joe hand-tied the package. And then Candace launches into her shining moment. And she goes right through that package like she's done it 100 times before. And she's like, page 16, surrender your computer, surrender your ID. 18, today is your last day, and you can leave right after the meeting, but we'll pay you for the whole day. And then, way back in the small print at the end of the booklet, is this paltry severance pay that I get on the condition that I sign a form that says I will not sue the company for age discrimination, and I will not reveal the contents of the package. So don't tell Candace. If you see her, then I'm telling you this today. So great, right? So I'm like, okay. Great. And Candace leaves. And you know they say you're not supposed to cry at work. But this was one of those occasions where I was really going to make this weaselly boss that I had squirm. So I had a snot-blowing, full-out ball. And I'm a particularly ugly crier with everything coming down. And my boss is like, oh, do you need a minute? I'm like, no. Here are my folders for tonight. And you can take my computer. My ID, and my ID, and on and on and on. So I left the company that day. And here it was, holiday season 2012. And I'm staring down the barrel of two college tuitions next year. So people are telling me, wow, that's great. Now you can do comedy. And I'm like, no, it's not great. I'm not funny when I have no money. And my husband is like, don't worry. Whatever happens, we'll make it work. We could sell the house if we have to. And I'm like, no, I don't want to sell the house. I don't like to be broke. I don't do poor. I want a job. So I got right to work. I didn't miss a beat. I started working on my resume, and I joined the support group for the over 50s, a bunch of us sad sacks, all of us in the same boat. And they teach you how to rewrite your LinkedIn profile because it's all about LinkedIn now. And, you know, you're a dynamic, results-oriented, thus and such, looking for challenges and opportunities. And that's the little key that recruiters will come and allegedly descend on your LinkedIn profile. And I had a number of different resumes, sent a bunch of them out. I got maybe an interview or two, one of which was this thing called Take the Interview.
And it is a startup company where you talk into your webcam on your computer and you interview. So you have questions that pop up and you have to talk to the webcam and interview and do it with a straight face and earnestly, right? So and you only have two tries and you have to do it within 40 minutes of after you start. So that was sort of a disaster. Surprise, surprise, I didn't get the job. And, the clock was ticking, and that's when I decided I needed to really do something, and I was going to use the services of a life and career coach. So I found on the internet Sunny Berkowitz, who was conveniently just a couple of blocks from my house. And I walk in to Sunny Berkowitz's office, and it's like this 70s hippie lair, if you will, with these paisley bedspreads from Pier 1 Import and these globe 70s lights. And in the middle of all of this, in a deep brown leather couch, spread-eagled is this huge caftan-like lady sitting there, eating a piece of chocolate cake. So if she looked like Mama Cass, which indeed she did, she sounded like Marlena Dietrich. So I walk in and she's like, "Hello. Hello, Ivy. Come in, come in." I'm like, "Okay." She goes, "Sit there in the beanbag chair. Just relax into it. Have a seat. I'm just finishing my lunch. Scarsdale pastry, best chocolate cake ever. So let's see." And she takes out the, the email. "Okay, let me look at your email for a bit. Okay. Oh, you completed your life inventory. Very good. Very good. Let me have a look. Okay, so you, information technology, and you write parody songs, you like to cook, you enjoy coffee, you have a teaching license, and business systems analyst innovation, you paint furniture. Well, not too many hobbies, though. So tell me, Ivy, what are parodies? Are they like poems?" Well, no. It's like I take the words of a song, and then I take a song, and then I just change up the words. So like I did one for my job, for this whole job thing. And it's like this. I'm going to sing it for you. "Who day and night must rewrite her objectives, summarize her jobs, and network with her peers, and who has the right, as master of her faith, to choose to work at home or not. Job seeker, do-do-do-do-do-do-do, transition, job seeker, do-do-do-do-do-do, transition." Okay, and I wrote one about my dad when he turned 80. I wrote it to a boy named Sue, and it's called "A Dad Named Lou," because his name's Lou. And it went like this. "Well, his pappy came over last century. For long he married, wife of had three. Moved all around in Manhattan and Brooklyn too. Pappy danced like a dream was sly as a fox to support the clan chore, could fold a box. When the young'un came, they went and named it Lou." Do 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 do. Okay. Okay, let me just see the list of positions you've held. Verizon. You were at Verizon for 16 years. So tell me, how was that? How did that form the color of your life's tapestry, working at Verizon for 16 years? Well, I wrote a song about that when I left. And now the coast is clear, and so I face a new beginning. My friends, don't shed a tear. I've left the nut house, and I'm winning. Goodbye to vicious lies. No sneaky bitches on the horizon. Hooray! Oh, glorious day. I've left Verizon. Tell me about the coffee shop idea. Well, I really did. I wanted to run a coffee shop. So I, because I like coffee, I actually have an MBA and I went to school and I amassed all these coffee pots and I like to cook. And by the way, I was also wanted to be the next Food Network star, and I did send a DVD into the program with my specialty chicken on a shtick, but somehow I never got called. So I was going to use the recipes and the coffee pots and coffee memorabilia from all over the world, and it was going to have a venue, and it was, okay, Ivy, look, please, let's focus a little bit. Let's think about that. What I'd like to do, I'm going to do a visualization with you. So I'd like, if you will, just relax. That's it. Just settle into that beanbag chair. Close your eyes, Ivy. Close your eyes. Please, what is it? Close your eyes. What do you see? What is your vision for your life? Okay, I'm closing my eyes. Okay, I'm walking through the door, and I see myself, and I'm in a suit, but I don't need to keep the waistband button open. And I'm at a desk, and in front of the desk is a computer, and it's in a cubicle, and there are people around, and it's a job. I need a job. I really need a job. You will, Ivy. You'll get a job. You'll get a job. Look, Ivy, I see from your energy that you're a chameleon. And for $8,000, you can have my chameleon's package. It includes 6 one-on-one sessions, a special chameleon's workbook, which I will customize for you, a CD of my affirmations, and these healing bath salts. Can I ask you about the bath salts? Oh, yes. I recently discovered that I have a talent for combining scents and salts. So I've used that as an adjunct to my life coaching practice. Okay, well, thank you. I'll think about it. So that's when I realized I had to stop all of this dreaming about coffee shops and parody songs and Sonny Berkowitz's and LinkedIn. And I just had to freaking buckle down and get a job. So I went back to that, and I sent out resume after resume, 140 resumes I had sent out, and nothing came back. So I decided, I'll go into consulting. Ah, consulting. Anyone can be a consultant. All you do, you print up business cards, and you say, I'm a this. I help people do this in order to do that. I'm a tax consultant. I help people do their taxes in order to get more money back. I'm a get your child into kindergarten consultant. I help people train their toddlers so they can get into the poshest kindergarten. So here's what I did. I'm a market research consultant. I help people connect to their customers so that they can understand what customers need and want. I'm also an innovation consultant. I help big corporations fine-tune their innovation processes so they have new growth. And I'm a storytelling consultant. I help people see the humor in their lives so that we can all connect to each other. And this is my story.